This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also listen to us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio. You also have us anywhere you find your favorite podcast. Just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, and you'll get us on your favorite podcast there as well. It is 309, 78 degrees. There is a band of rain showers moving through our area, some of it a little severe, and then there'll be a little break and then a little more after that. But it looks like it's going to be a couple waves of rain. But we're right on the precipice of some rain, some of it pretty heavy, coming through our area. There is a little break near between Scranton and Susquehanna County, but from Tunkhannock, up by Lenox is the break. It looks like from the Lackawanna County, Susquehanna border, all the way down through Wilkes-Barre, all the way down to Columbia, to the Baltimore line. There's a line of showers coming through that should be hitting us any moment now. Again, watch your driving. There will be some heavy downpours because of the lack of rain we've had. You could have some pooling and some runoff, so be careful out there. Drive it slow. Take it slow. So on this Thursday, September 4th, what do we have going on? Well, we have the continued circus drama in Lackawanna County. That is continuing today as the judges are supposed to be hearing and interviewing the three candidates that have been presented by the Lackawanna County Democrat Committee to choose one to become the acting commissioner. And you do have sitting commissioner Bill Gaughan and his solicitor suing to stop that. That being said, they also decided to have a special election. The Lackawanna County Election Board decided to have a special election in November where the Democrat committee will pick a Democrat, the Republican committee will pick a Republican, and independents can run if they have enough signature votes. And there is at least one now that allegedly has the amount of votes to run as number of signatures to run as an independent. And you have the Democrat committee suing to stop that. So you're kind of getting the mix of what was suggested and fought happening all at once. You do have the three individuals that were submitted by the Democrat committee now in the hands of the Court of Common Pleas, who are allegedly supposed to be interviewing them today. I haven't heard any update on that, if they've chosen one or the interviews took place. The judges of the Lackawanna County Court of Common Pleas plan to appoint a commissioner amid a legal challenge seeking to block the recent declared special election to fill the remainder of the former Democratic Commissioner Matt McGloin's unexpired term. And again, attorneys for the Democrat Commissioner Bill Gaughan and the county, meanwhile, are asking the state Supreme Court to preclude the county judges from interviewing candidates or making an appointment until high court acts on a still pending request for review. Now, the Supreme Court can choose to hear it, can choose to ignore it, can choose not to hear it, but you do have a lower court that has already made a decision, and the Court of Common Pleas is acting on that. And they are, the last we heard, planning to interview the three individuals who would be the former County Economic Development Director Brenda Sacco, Oliphant Borough Council President James Baldwin, and Scranton School Director Robert J. Casey. So they are, one of them will be chosen by the Court of Common Pleas to fulfill, at least temporarily, the county commissioner position. And again, you have the sitting county commissioner, Bill Gaughan, and the solicitor, and he says the county, but I don't know how he acts unilaterally for the county because he's can't. County commissioners can only act as a board, but he is suing to stop the Court of Common Pleas from choosing one of those three, while the Democrat committee chooses to fight the special election because they are guaranteed a Democrat to fill that position. Why would they want to open it up to a special election to where an independent or a Republican could possibly win? Let me go to the phone now. We have sitting County Commissioner Chris Chermak on this turmoil, which is, this is pretty much just a mix of everything that's been thrown at the wall is happening.
Yeah, this is basically like as Lackawanna County turns, it's just a bad soap opera.
It is. And listen, it's interesting because Commissioner Bill Gaughan fought to have a said we could not, under state law, have a special election. And he wanted to choose who he wanted, but the county charter says no. The Democrat committee picks a slate of people, and the courts pick that. And now he's pushing for that special election all of a sudden, again, as a last-ditch effort to hopefully get someone that he's more in tune with than as somebody who actually wins an election or somebody who's appointed by the Democrat committee.
Yeah, and that all showed yesterday at the election board meeting because they were all there. You know, they switched their parties, going to run as an independent. And, you know, that to me, that's just that's deceitful to the voters because the voters don't know what they are, who they are. So, you know, they're not technically not an independent, but whatever. But the bottom line and why I've been so vocal about it, even at the meetings, is we don't, as a Board of Elections, do not have the authority to call a special election. That is not the, it's just, you can't do it. And it would have to be the commissioners that call it, and at that point, or ask for it, and at that point, it's a conflict. The commissioners should not be serving on the Board of Elections. So it's all wrong, everything about it.
And I've gotten some text messages, some questions about why you abstained from this vote. And it's my belief, some statements you made, that you abstained from both votes because you didn't think either vote was a legal vote. You didn't think that was a proper motion for the election board hearing. Am I wrong in that?
Correct. No, you're absolutely 100% right. And so that's the word that the legal people use, is it's improper. It's not, you know, you could say it's illegal, but it's not illegal, it's improper, and it goes totally against our home rule charter, and I just didn't want to be a part of it. Yes or no? I think it's wrong, and that's what my attorney thinks, my solicitor, and a few and other people that we've been discussing this with. So I think I'm correct. I think that the process in place is how we've always done it, and that's because it's in our home rule charter, not because it's just the way we do it. It's in our Constitution, and now they're trying to interpret it different ways to make it fit what they want it to fit.
Now, the Court of Common Pleas was to interview the three candidates put forth by the Lackawanna County Democratic Committee. Do you know if those interviews have taken place? Are they taking place currently, or you don't know where that stands at this point?
I'm on standby, just like you. At this point, we're waiting to see because Gaughan filed that emergency, whatever he filed yesterday to stop the Court of Common Pleas from interviewing and from making a selection. I don't know if that's even possible because in our Home Rule Charter, it clearly states that they have the, that's what they do. They, even if it's going to be temporary, they, that's the first thing that happens, is they pick a person to fill the seat. So that's what we're waiting for. I don't know. I can't imagine that they won't, but I really don't know yet at this point.
Yeah, it appears, and also from what Judge Terry Nielsen, who's been sitting in temporarily on the election board hearing, said that since the Court of Common Pleas has already made a decision on this and the Supreme Court has not chimed in, they're going forward with what they believe their duty is. I don't think any motion today or yesterday by Commissioner Bill Gaughan is going to stop that. It seems like this is the process that's moving forward. So in essence, right, we may have at least a temporary third commissioner sometime later this afternoon.
It's very possible. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens. And then we'll go from that point forward and see what happens next. But, you know, the other part is, and I hate how they, Gaughan's spinning this around saying, you know, we want open and fair elections and let the people decide. Well, this I said yesterday in the meeting, this is not a very special election. Let's put it that way, because the people don't have the opportunity to decide. The parties are picking the two candidates that are going to be put forth. So already you have one. If you're a Republican, you have one choice. If you're a Democrat, you have one choice. To me, that's not necessarily fair either, but we'll see what happens.
And then as of now, you have someone who's got the signatures to run as an independent, but has always been a Democrat. It just got shunned by the Democrat committee, as per his own words at that committee hearing, at your board hearing.
Right. So, you know, he wants to be a commissioner. Well, guess what? I wanted to be a commissioner, too. And I campaigned for 3.5 years before the primary election. So, you know, there's other ways to do it. But whatever. I have no say in how they do this and what they're going to pick or who they're going to pick. I hope it's a good person that I can work with. And the main thing right now is to get our budget under control and I got to address this reassessment thing. I got to slow it down, give people opportunities to get their appeals in and our commercial properties get their appeals in. There's just too many moving parts right now.
With Commissioner Bill Gaughan guaranteed in pretty much either way, but especially the three being appointed to be chosen by the judges, by the Lackawanna Democrat Committee, Democrat Commissioner Bill Gaughan so afraid of if he's guaranteed to get a Democrat?
He obviously wants a yes man. Unfortunately, that's what he had the first year of our term here. I guess that's what he wants. He just wants to keep ruling the roost and making all the decisions, and he wants somebody that's just going to agree with everything that he's trying to do. And that's what his biggest fear is, and I don't think he's getting that person. I really don't.
Well, it doesn't appear so, because you had the Lackawanna County Democrat Committee pick three individuals that judges will choose. They're also picking the one Democrat who's going to run in this special election. So either way, it's going to be their choice on who's running as a Democrat.
Yeah, correct. So, you know, I know Bob Casey. I do know him. I know Brenda Sacco, because she actually worked under me in my first administration and for a short time in the second one. I don't know the other individual. Don't know anything good or bad. I mean, I just don't know him. Everybody keeps saying it's going to be Brenda. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I would have to believe that we would have a good working relationship, and I would think she'd want to do the right thing, and that's all I want. I don't need anything else. So we're going to find out soon, I hope.
Has there been any talk or discussion? Have you seen any movement that the choice that Commissioner Bill Gaughan had, I believe his name was Conway, is looking to run as an independent, because that's really the only way he'd be able to run?
Yeah, I haven't heard if he's out getting signatures or not. I'm 800 or 900 signatures is not an easy thing to do. But he could be. I don't know, and I'm sure there probably are other people out there as well that are, you know, trying to get in the game too. But I just want a good person. At this point, I'm not. It's not up to me.
There needs to be the business of the county that needs to move forward.
That's all I'm worried about right now. We got a budget that's coming due faster and faster every day here, and I just need to get that. I need to get that under control and do the right thing there. So it's just tough. This has been the worst year and a half. It's been so difficult. I just hope it gets easier and we can do things.
With budget season upon us, and that's going to be the next major discussion within Lackawanna County by the taxpayer or by you guys at the commissioner's office, have the department heads started to, you know, have they submitted, you know, their budgets to you guys to start hashing it out? And what, so that's all in the process.
Yeah.
All right.
And so now what happens with that is our budget director and their CFO go through each department, each line item, and that's where I will start dissecting it with my budget team.
All right. On another note, while I'll have you on, Commissioner Chermak, as far as the appeals for the reassessment, are they moving ahead of schedule? Are they on schedule? Do they look like they're going to be done in a timely manner so a decision can be made one way or another?
As far as I can see, the residential ones are moving fine. I would have to guess they're basically on schedule. As commercial, I'm not sure about because that is a whole different process where you need appraisals and things. So I'm not 100% sure on how they are doing there. But to me, there's no sense to rush it to the finish line and have mistakes. We need to make sure these numbers are correct before we initiate it. So that's what I'm shooting for.
All right. County Commissioner, Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, thanks for calling us today and giving us the most recent update. If you happen to have an answer before 6 o'clock today on if we have a new commissioner, please call us back and let us know.
You'll know right after I do.
All right. I appreciate it, Commissioner. Thank you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Just watch. We have that rain moving through our area, so just be careful if you're driving around outside. Five children in Pennsylvania were discovered locked in deplorable feces-covered dungeon inside a Pennsylvania home. And now their parents, who allegedly had a live feed of the room, are facing charges, according to reports and authorities. State troopers arrested James Russell Kahl, 65, and Carly Kahl, 41. On Wednesday of this week, after their five children were discovered in Redstone Township home with no beds, boarded up windows, fleas, feces-smeared bedroom walls, and little clothing or food, as per troopers, Pennsylvania State Troopers. Now, Redstone Township, with a population of about 5,000, is a suburb of Pittsburgh in the southwest portion of the Keystone State. The children found in the disturbing conditions were between the ages of 5 and 14 years old. Video captured a cross-eyed Carly Kahl and a stunned-looking James Kahl being escorted out of the home by law enforcement. It's sickening. That's the only word I can use to describe what we saw and what those children went through, Trooper Allie Wilson told reporters. Pennsylvania State Police were originally called to the home on August 8th to help Fayette County Children and Youth Services handle a complaint received about the kids. The couple were arrested this week after authorities served a search warrant on the home, police stated. Their father, James Kahl, allegedly locked the children inside a filthy bedroom, which functioned as a dungeon, trapping them inside the hellhole for part of the day and night. James told troopers that CYS caseworkers that he would not be removing the locks from the bedroom door for any reason, stated the criminal complaint. Inside the House of Horrors, cop found cameras hardwired to the father's room, three deadbolt locks on the outside of the door, and no door handle, effectively trapping the children inside. Police also found a stun gun, a replica pistol, drugs, and drug paraphernalia inside the home, the outlet reported. During interviews with the children, authorities were allegedly told that James Kahn smoked marijuana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Anna threw the day and neglected his kids. He also allegedly made their mother tase one of the kids with a stun gun as punishment recently, the criminal complaint said. Thankfully, there was an intervention here. The Children and Youth Services, law enforcement, and now hopefully the courts do the right thing. Based on what I've seen, there's going to be a long process. I won't speak directly to the children, but I can't imagine, can't imagine living in a household like what we saw, Fayette County District Attorney Mike Abuelli said. We are very, very happy that a family member was willing to come forward and report this to us. We are very happy that our Children and Youth Services, who remove these children, and our Bell Vernon State Police that continue to investigate long after the children were removed to make the arrest that they did today. Law enforcement cannot be in every household, and every single minute of every day we need people to come forward and think of these children. So thankfully, somebody saw something and said something, a family member. The proper Children and Youth Services got involved, law enforcement got involved, and now the district attorney is involved. And hopefully these people don't see daylight for a long time, and it's unfortunate that there are multiple kids that won't have parents, but they're probably better off for that, given the circumstances of what I just read you. So tragic, tragic story, but hopefully on the mend to be in a better place soon enough. It is 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. That's it. You got us here on the Rob O'Donnell Show on the back end of the week on this Thursday, September 4th, 3:37, 77 degrees. We do have those rain showers moving through our area, so be careful outside. I am so glad there were no cell phones when I was growing up because dumb things like this. Listen, if you're going to do something dumb, and I understand you may think it's cute and these TikTok videos or whatever it is in the workplace sound like a good idea, sound like a fun thing to do some sort of group task, but it's really not. California urgent care staff have all been fired after posting a dehumanizing TikTok mocking patients in the exam room. Yep. A group of brazen California healthcare workers were fired for posting a dehumanizing TikTok video that mocked their patients at an urgent care exam room. The since-deleted video shows several former employees, well, now former, at Sansum Clinic in Santa Barbara posing with bodily fluids left by patients who were seated on the paper covering of the exam tables. Caption, guess the substance, reported one of the local news station. Are patients allowed to leave you guys gifts? The worker wrote on a TikTok video over an image of a smiling medical staff. The second image shows a beaming female worker giving a thumbs up while she hovered over a small stain left behind a patient in the exam table with the text, yes, overlaid. All shapes and sizes and other reads showing the disturbing image of different workers bending over a large stain in a different exam table while sticking her tongue out. The final image shows multiple employees clustered around another exam table with a stain with the caption, make sure you leave your healthcare workers sweet gifts like these. Sutter Health, one of the largest nonprofit healthcare networks in Northern California, which is partnered with Sansum Clinic, stated that it was deeply concerned about the employees' actions. We are deeply concerned about the disrespectful social media post made on a personal account by a former employee, and we are conducting a full review in line with our policies, said a spokesperson for the health group. The healthcare network stated that the individual who posted all of these who appeared in the viral TikTok have been fired as of Wednesday. It claimed that the former employee who hadn't worked with the facility in 2 months had posted the video on social media. Sansum Clinic released a statement on Instagram on Wednesday saying that it shares concerns raised by the video. Patient trust and dignity are always our top priority, and any behavior that violates those standards is unacceptable, the post reads. The video was originally posted on TikTok. Despite the video being deleted from TikTok and the user putting their account on private, screen recordings of the disturbing workers were shared multiple other social media platforms, quickly causing outrage among users. The brunt of the outrage came from a Reddit page, Santa Barbara, after a user shared the video on the sub hours after it was posted on TikTok. Since being posted, it garnered over 1,000 comments and hundreds of thousands of views. One commenter claimed to be a nurse who said the video left her speechless and bashing the workers for being unprofessional and unethical. Oh, it's that. It's no doubt that, but it's also dumb. You know, why would you do something like that? And I understand, listen, looking at the video, they probably range from the age of 20s to maybe low 30s. It's that generation that just thinks stuff like this is cute. Oh, we're just blowing off steam. Hey, you know, we're not giving out any private information of our patients or anything like that. No, you're just making fun of them, especially if they're going into urgent care to get treated for things. It's and you know what? If you have all this time after every patient leaves to mock the room and all gather and get pictures, because in some of these pictures, I mean, you know, this one here, there's six of them in a picture. This one here, there's eight of them in a picture. Another one, there's just the one in the picture sticking her tongue out at a stain. Why you would do that is beyond me. And the other one, there's another just a single individual. So don't do dumb things at work. I think that's the easiest PSA that we could put out here. It's 3:41 here at WILK. You're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show, 3:45 here, 76 degrees. It does sound like it's raining on the roof outside. Yep, rain is coming down here in Pittston. So again, just be careful where you're driving out there. Well, Hitachi has announced a historic $1 billion manufacturing investment to power America's energy future through production of critical grid infrastructure in conjunction with AI. The Trump administration-backed investment answers surging demand for transformers and high-voltage equipment needed to support AI data center expansion. $475 million U.S. dollars is dedicated to a new power transformer factory in Virginia, the largest such facility in the United States. With the support of Governor Youngkin and Commonwealth's congressional delegation in Virginia, investments will create thousands of high-paying jobs in communities throughout the U.S. and expand local supply chains. Hitachi Energy, a wholly owned subsidiary of Hitachi Ltd. and global leader in electrification, today announced a historic investment of more than $1 billion U.S. dollars to expand the production of critical electrical grid infrastructure in the United States. These investments, among the largest seen in the electrical industry in the U.S., include approximately $457 million for a new large power transformer facility in South Boston, Virginia, along with significant expansions to existing facilities throughout the country. The investments will help meet skyrocketing energy demand driven by AI data centers. In line with this administration, the White House's AI action plan and promote domestic access to these critical grid technologies. This move also supports the power needs of American manufacturing and other sectors and much-needed grid expansion and modernization efforts. Collectively, these investments will create thousands of jobs, bolster electrical equipment supply chains in the U.S., and contribute to the development of innovation technologies and enhance the security and resilience of the U.S. grid. If we're going to win in the AI race, reindustrialize, and keep the lights on, America is going to need a lot more reliable energy. Thankfully, Hitachi is delivering. The Trump administration looks forward to continuing to partner with private industry to ensure the American people access to affordable, reliable, and secure energy and thousands of high-paying jobs. That's a statement from Chris Wright, the energy secretary. Doug Burnham, the secretary of the Interior, said, "To lead in AI, America must lead in energy. And this investment proves we're doing just that. Hitachi Energy's historic investment in U.S. grid infrastructure is more than a single partnership. It signals a growing wave of investment in American energy. This momentum is driven by this administration's pro-energy policies and are reigniting the American economy and powering the next generation of critical AI data centers with reliable American-made energy. Prioritizing domestic production of transformers accelerates energy dominance agenda by fortifying critical supply chains, strengthening U.S. energy security, and ensuring our nation can meet a growing energy demand. Investments like this are essential to powering AI infrastructure and advancing this administration's global AI race," said Jaron Agin, executive director of the National Energy Dominance Council. In August, I visited, this is coming from U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. In August, I visited Hitachi's facility in Bland to learn about the company's cutting-edge work. I am thrilled that Hitachi Energy is expanding its footprint in Virginia by investing $457 million to build a state-of-the-art power transformer facility in South Boston, creating more than 800 jobs and boosting the region's economy, said U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. "Virginia's workforce, educational opportunities, and innovative spirit have made it a great place to do business, and I look forward to continuing to partner with Hitachi to boost domestic manufacturing in the Commonwealth." So truly bipartisan support for this. The United States is a key market for Hitachi, and investment reflects our commitment to powering America's energy future to meet the accelerating demands for reliable and sustainable energy. That's coming from the president and CEO of Hitachi. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. It's coming up on 350, time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. You're with the Rob O'Donnell Show here in what's now a rainy Pittston, Pennsylvania. But it's passing. Don't worry about it. It's not going to last a long time, but there are going to be some heavy showers moving through our area. Let me go to the phone now. We have Lorraine from Hazleton on that TikTok video story. Lorraine, how are you?
Well, not that great, but my dander is up, and it takes a lot to take me to that edge. The last statement that you made was, don't do anything dumb about those healthcare, and I won't even call them professionals.
Well, don't do anything dumb at work was what I said, no, not about them. I'm glad they were all fired.
I'm glad they were fired, but it's not, they knew damn good and well. Now, I don't curse on the radio, but that's how angry I am.
Whoa,
they
Lorraine.
They knew damn good and well what they were doing, and I'm glad they were fired, and I'm sure you've heard of what stuff goes on in the medical profession, even with surgeons, when they're operating on people when you're under anesthesia, the conversations that go on. There's no respect, and I was here eating, too, and it just turned my stomach. And I think it's wrong, and my dander was up, and I just had a call.
Well, I hear your dander up. Wow.
Yeah, it made me very angry.
It takes a lot to get Lorraine from Hazleton angry, but listen to you. And I agree with you 100%.
That's right. And I thought, wait a minute, Rob, don't say it's dumb. They knew darn good well what they were talking about. Or doing, I mean. I'm all flustered here.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, you know, we see things like this often where people do...
Wrong
things at work.
And you know what, Rob? It has nothing to do with age. I'm going to make that correction. You could be young and respectful and elderly and goofy.
Elderly and goofy.
That's
I like
right.
That. I hopefully... I'm going to go home and tell my wife we're elderly and goofy, honey.
Well, then, you know, when I talk like that...
Listen, when you said they knew damn well what they were doing, I backed right off. Let you have the floor.
That's right, because I know what I'm saying, too, and I just had to say it and speak my piece.
Well, that's right. Wow. We're going to see if we could... Jake, we got to see if we could make that into a promo. Because we got Lorraine to say damn on the radio. Uh-oh.
Well, now I ruined my image.
No. Certain things should annoy people and get them angry. And
that's right. That's justified anger.
Yes,
even,
indeed.
Even Jesus got angry at when he turned the tables.
He flipped the tables when they had their coins.
That's right. He had justified anger, and so do I.
All right. Lorraine, we'll just leave it there. I appreciate you venting your frustration. Hopefully you can enjoy your food now.
I'm done with the food, but I had to throw half of it away, darn it.
Oh, I apologize for that. We'll try and give you a warning. Next time I do a story like this that I think is going to aggravate you, we'll give you a warning.
Yeah, don't get my dander up.
Don't get your dander up, or Lorraine will damn well not tolerate it.
Yeah, you're damn right. Don't forget to make a promo. Now, how many times I said that word?
Ay, is right. Lorraine, you have a great evening, and try and stay dry. The storms are moving through our area.
Yeah, well, it was raining here now. The sun's trying to come out, but I don't know about that.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
Okay, don't mention it. So long.
Thank you. Oh, don't want to get her angry. No, indeed. But listen, stories like that do get people angry. People, when they go to especially urgent care, I mean, if you're going to urgent care, that's just in the name, urgent care, right? You need some sort of emergency treatment that you're not ready for the emergency room or can't get into an emergency room or trying to keep your costs down. So you go to an urgent care, you're vulnerable, you're not feeling well, you're sick, you're injured, and you don't need people making fun of that anywhere. And, it's good to see that their organization took swift action for it. Here's some things, too. This homeowner's furious that her insurance company flew a drone over her house and refused to renew her policy unless she cut her trees back. Now, this is something that's being done more and more, especially in the proliferant use of drones. Insurance companies, adjusters, a whole lot of people, people in the real estate business altogether. But your insurance agent could possibly fly a drone over your house and look to see the status of your roof, to see if there's any trees that may be jeopardizing, damaging your home, and say, hey, we've seen these things. If you don't correct them, we're not going to renew your policy. Now, this woman felt it was an intrusion flying a drone over her house without her knowledge or permission. A lot of places you don't need permission to fly drones over the house. I wouldn't advise it in some areas of Northeast Pennsylvania, but that doesn't mean it's illegal. That being said, well, it's probably for your benefit if you fix these things, because if there are dead branches or trees that may jeopardize falling during a storm and damaging your property more, you may want to take care of that. But you could also go shop around for a new insurance company. And if my insurance company did that without saying, hey, you know, we're going to take an aerial view of your house, because you work for me, you're my client, and I understand you're protecting your interest, but you're also going to work with me and not against me. So yes, I would correct the things they asked to correct, and I would immediately shop around for other insurance companies to take over those policies. It's coming up on 4 o'clock here on WILK. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.